Hello.
Yeah, hi. Am I speaking with Tina?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling regards to Dominic Blocker.
Yes.
I just wanted to follow up with you and let you and remind you of your assessment tomorrow with the independent enrollment broker.
Yes.
Alrighty, I remember this is Shira from Family First. Do you have any questions before I go?
I just have a quick question. The information that they're asking for, like the house deed and things like that. That stuff is coming from Dominic, right? Because he's the applicant, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, because
And
he.
remember,
No, I was going to say, because he doesn't have any of that stuff.
so what you have to do is fill out a grievance letter and have the patient sign it. It's basically, you can look it up online to get a better idea, but it's basically a letter stating that you don't have it and you know, there's no, there's that it's non-existing, and you could just submit that. But it has to be clear what you're saying your grievance is for. So you'd say like, I, Dominic Blocker, do not have X, Y, and Z. Please accept this grievance letter signed by me, dot, dot, dot. Or you can look up online how to properly write it. Okay?
Oh, okay, and it'll be so everything that's in that statement saying everything he needs, because he has the only thing he has is the Social Security, that's it.
He
So
doesn't
he's
have
gonna
a
have to
bank
write.
account or anything like that.
Well, I mean he has that, but that's there's nothing in that.
How old is
He
he?
just had 21.
21. Okay. So just submit a grievance letter explaining why he doesn't have it. Like I said, just you could look it up. Also, how do you know about the financials? Because I the first part of the process is having the assessment. The IEB, how is it that you, and then you hear about the financials. How is it that you guys heard about it before? Just curious.
I was told that it's financial coming first tomorrow.
No, this is the independent enrollment broker we have scheduled for you tomorrow. All right, let's see how tomorrow
Oh.
goes. Maybe you were right, maybe I'm wrong. Let's just see what happens, okay?
Okay, well who is coming tomorrow then? Like what are they
Independent.
doing tomorrow?
The independent enrollment broker. It's the first step in the process.
Okay, and okay, what do I do with them?
Well, no, they're there for Dominic and they're going to ask him a series of questions, see why he needs the services, so forth.
Okay, 'cause I was told it was the okay, that's fine then.
I'm also a little confused, but like I said, we'll only know tomorrow once they come down and see what's going on.
Okay. And then you said the grievance to look it up. Where do I look it up?
On Google, any browser, just look up a how do I submit a grievance letter to the county assistance office, and it should give you clear instructions.
Okay. And then am I submitting it by tomorrow or
Well, you're going to submit it with all the financial paperwork, so I'd say write it, but hold on to it. Don't submit it right away.
Oh, okay, I got it. Okay. All
Now,
right then. Thank you.
also, before you go, I'm also going to go ahead and schedule to have the doctor reach out to you guys. I'm going to put down your number. So the doctor's basically going to fill out a primary care physician form that's needed for the continuation of the services. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Fine. We'll be in touch then. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.